is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Bahamas, and welcome to the Hit Back. I'm your host, Nahaja Black. It is a beautiful day in the 242. Listen, if you haven't been keeping up, you haven't been keeping up. You were like me today, where you were so busy that you've been trying to catch yourself. Well, this is that kind of day for you. If you haven't heard the news is that we are continuing with the trend of rash resignations. It's like this thing is going on. It's a little, where we have now our next minister resigning from the House, not the House of Assembly, but as a cabinet minister. Ladies and gentlemen, the breaking news today, this morning coming up, you know, you can't even have time with your children no more. Just news gotta come. The breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, is that Madam Lanisha Rolle has resigned from her position as Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture. What do you say to that? Who are we to want to put into words, you know, mince words and try to figure out what the good minister was thinking, right? So let me see if I have, because I got so many things going on this phone right now. I have the official letter by the Prime Minister, out of the office of the Prime Minister. But before I get to that, I want to read the resignation letter itself. Now, of course, this happened early today. You guys have already heard all you could hear about it. And we also know about the allegations of an audit, and we'll discuss that as well, because my sources have confirmed, of course, that there was an audit, and that not only was there an audit, ladies and gentlemen, but that this audit was done, and in quotes, I put by white men. The white man did the audit. I gather that is supposed to mean it was serious. I don't know why the white man doing the audit was a serious thing, but, you know, nonetheless. All right, so here is the resignation letter. Today I tender my resignation as Minister of the Government of the Bahamas. I am pleased to have I am pleased to have opened this chapter of my book of national service to the good people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Indeed, I offered myself for service, and the people of Seabreeze accepted that offer. On May 10th, 2017, over 3,500 of the 5,800 registered voters from across the political divide peacefully presented themselves at the Seabreeze voting station and cast their ballots in favor of a new kind of representative and to demonstrate their belief in my platform to build a better Seabreeze. blah, 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 blah. Seabreeze, you chose me, and for goodwill, my family and I are forever grateful. Next paragraph. The contract I signed with the voters of Seabreeze on election day was for a period of 5 years, or until or unless a new member of parliament is seated. Therefore, I remain focused and committed to fully performing my part of that contract. Blah, blah, blah. Indeed, these are extraordinarily difficult times for the Bahamian people, and in particular, the people of Seabreeze. Therefore, I will not abandon them in the hour they most need representation. Hence, I will continue to represent my beloved Seabreeze constituents without favor or fear. I take this opportunity to thank. All right, now see, this is where it gets interesting, because she goes on with all kind of stuff here. Never explains why she decided to resign as this, right? I take this opportunity to thank the most honorable Prime Minister, Dr. Hubert Minnis, for the opportunity to serve as a member of his cabinet, and wish he and his family and the remaining members of his cabinet well. Significantly, I thank the Free National Movement Party, its officers, and Seabreeze executives. I thank my husband. I thank, she's going to thank everybody, all the members of the Household of Faith. I thank the management and staff. I mean, it's like a Grammy Award speech. I want to thank my mom, my wife. I want to thank everybody, all of this. Fantastic. But, question. Why? I read that letter a few times and I did not get, is she resigning as a cabinet minister? That's where it gets interesting. Why the resignation as a cabinet minister? So I wish to read that again, just for all of us who may have missed it. I just want to make sure I know what's going on here in case I tender my resignation, right? I am pleased to have opened this book. Indeed, I've offered myself for service. The people of Seabreeze accepted that offer, right? Presented themselves. It is on the shoulders of the hard worker. But no reason. No reason why, right? There was no stated reason why this happened. However, ladies and gentlemen, other media places have gone on. I think one that many try to discredit, but sometimes they tend to get it right. You have Bahamas Press, which was the first to allege that there was a major forensic audit that was taking place and that it could presumably, allegedly, come back and backfire on the minister, the former minister. That's where it gets, is that the case or not? Nonetheless, it left us to do some homework, some sort of work, and indeed there was a forensic audit, right? Sources shared with me that, like I said earlier, that there was that there was an extensive audit by, and they quote unquote wanted me to know the white man. White men audited this. I don't know what that means, but I guess to emphasize the seriousness of this audit, they wanted me to know the color of the auditors. And perhaps this means something. This means that it isn't local, but we got white people local, but I digress. That ain't a point for today. But that there is concern, and that they were told within the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture by, and this was confirmed by multiple sources, to stop spending. There was a freeze on spend came directly from the top office. So this means that there is something that may have gone afoot, and there's a question of when will we see this forensic audit? See, so all of this goes to, the minister in her letter resigned, and I'm going to see if I can get, and I know I got a few texts and stuff, so let me just get with those right now. So all of it was trying to figure out exactly what is the purpose or reasoning behind this resignation. We can get her caught up on the resignation itself, but never once in the letter did she state why she was resigning. So, why is this happening? Is it actually based on reports that this audit, this so-called in-depth audit, happened, and it may in fact be harmful to Madam Role? Now, ladies and gentlemen, that Madam Role has not exhibited good judgment. If anyone remembers them medals. Anyone remembers the medals? Anyone? 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 Bueller, paging Bueller. Anyone remembers the medals? Yep. But she allegedly paid back the kitty. She paid back the public purse, but poor judgment. We got to watch that, right? We got to watch that. poor judgment. So then it goes to this, ladies and gentlemen, something interesting. After all of this now, allegations of this forensic audit, a resignation that really the letter says nothing about why we're resigning. If you resign from a job that gives you two checks, you get two checks for being a minister. One in the, I think it's like $80,000, plus you get your MP check, plus you're building a nice house. You need why to be resigned. No information on what the resignation was about. But intelligence is saying that perhaps indeed the forensic audit might have something to do with this. We don't know for sure, but I would like to read this forensic audit. They were told in the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture that indeed they were told to cease and desist spending. What a time. What a time. Ooh, 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 child. So the minister's decided now, the minister's given up two checks, y'all. The second check, big check, big check, big letter, long-winded letter. She's thanking everybody, thank my dog. I want to thank Frisky for being here today. I want to thank my daddy. Ooh, speaking of daddy, did daddy not show? You know what? I like fathers. I love when a father decides that they got to speak up for their daughters. But that's all that. I ain't getting there yet because I like a daddy who wants to show up for their daughter. I can play that clip because Juan, my good friend, gave me that audio clip. And I am so impressed with daddy role. But again, I'm getting ahead of myself. So now, ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister sends out a letter. Wait for it. This is what the letter said. Ooh. The Cabinet Office notifies for general information that the Honorable Lanisha Roll has tendered her resignation as Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture. Prime Minister, the Most Honorable Dr. Hubert Minnis, has accepted Mrs. Roll's resignation. Certain matters have been brought to the attention of the Prime Minister and are under investigation. Yay! Shankar, hold on. Read that line again. Paragraph 2 of a 5-paragraph letter statement from the Office of the Prime Minister. Paragraph 2 says, Prime Minister, the Mistress Roll's resignation. Certain matters have been brought to the attention of the Prime Minister and are under investigation. Where my John Canoe mug? This is the time you need to sip some tea. This could be long. Michelle, I'm with you. This could be long. The Prime Minister thanks Mrs. Rowe for her service. The Prime Minister has advised His Excellency, the Governor General, to appoint the Honorable Iram Lewis as Substantive Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture. We're going to come to that because, ladies and gentlemen, this happened in the same day. In the same day, we get a resignation from the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture. And in that same day, we are getting an announcement that Iram Lewis will be the new Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture. Didn't take no time, none whatsoever. It makes me believe that this was coming. Makes me believe that they saw this coming a long way off. And this was something with that foreknowledge. And I will tell you how I believe that it was known for a while, because I was told personally by sources close to that at the day before the member of parliament for West End, is it East End? East End, Peter Turnquest was not going to be nominated. I was told that the Prime Minister was planning on getting rid of problematic persons. That's what I was told, that he was planning on getting rid of problematic persons and that they were not bringing back certain persons and there would be more. Well, I didn't know who was the more. Now I find out that this was seen long in advance, that this forensic audit was something that was happening, and they knew that this was happening. Now, I was told that Role believes that it is strictly personal what is going on with her. I know what disabled done. I don't have words for personal. I don't know. Maybe it is personal. I mean, personal is an audit. If someone was auditing me, I would take it personally, too. I won't lie. If somebody say I audit you, I don't trust your accounting. I might catch feelings, but I digress. It continues, the Prime Minister has advised His Excellency, the Governor General, to appoint the Honorable Iram Lewis as Substantive Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture. Minister Lewis will demit his post as Minister of State in the Ministry of Disaster Preparedness, Management and Reconstruction, which remains under the ministerial portfolio of the Prime Minister. What a time. So, first of all, the Prime Minister, who came into the House of Assembly with only wanting nothing under his portfolio but to be CEO, now has every possible... You know what? I wouldn't even be surprised if, like, before the election, he ends up being youth Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture himself. Iram Lewis ends up being the Minister of Potholes. Something gonna give, you know. Something's gonna happen. Something's gonna happen, and these things are going to change. But I digress. The story of the day is that the good minister, the minister who showed terrible judgment with the medals, the minister who has moved twice, y'all. This is not the first time. Listen, y'all know. Listen. Hey, Shankar. This is something that's interesting. And I am a support. I support my women them. Okay? This ain't me. I support my women them. But if you remember, this minister was also in social services. This minister has gone through four permanent secretaries, forced two into retirement. This minister moved from social services, made Frankie get a new job as Minister of Social Youth, caused the director, the young promising director, K. Darren Turnquest, to say, I don't even want to deal with young people no more. Darren Turnquest turned his back on the youth them because of this good minister. Then the minister had a day of reckoning when she had this poor judgment and decided to award medals to the children with her face on it. This is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Now there's no other ministry for them to put the minister, I gather. And so you must go back, just go to the bench. Just sit there. Now, since the prime minister is getting rid of, you know, problematic members, this is what is alleged to me, sources told me, this is going to be an interesting time. Who will be, and we have, she will not be getting that nomination. We have another lady, and I have to remember her name. I was told that she's a wonderful young lady and that she will, you know, she will run in Sea Breeze and, you know, all will be well, we hope. But ladies and gentlemen, this is former minister resigning with this long Grammy Award winning speech that says nothing of the reason for the resignation, right? Well, nothing for the reason for the resignation. No reason. None. Nope. Mm-mm. But I want to thank everybody. Skippy, Francisco, hold on. I want to thank my dad. Speaking of dad, Michelle, thank you. Bosswick, that's her name. Kermie. I think we have time. Nope, we ain't got time to play Daddy Clip yet. I don't want to play Daddy Clip yet because Daddy Clip needs space. It needs room to breathe. Because even when, you see, you have to have your family show up for you to support you. So this is where it gets interesting, y'all. This is where it gets interesting. We now are watching Erica, y'all is so good. Lisa Bostwick. I was told that she's a very competent woman. I was told that she's a great candidate of choice for Seabreeze. I don't know how favorable the people will be. Mind you, her being a Bostwick and legacy, that might work out. But I don't try to get there yet. So now we have Iram Lewis as the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture. We can ask all of the questions about competency in this area. We can ask about track record. How did he do in the disaster reconstruction thingy? Somebody in Abaco, please tell me, how did the minister do there? But no, wait, let's ask then, how does the prime minister do with anything that's in his portfolio other than lose documents out of the BEST Commission? Again, I digress. Not the topic. We are here because there is a continued move of resignations. I was told by a sitting member of parliament, right? Member of parliament, that there is more to come. Now, I have to ask this question. If indeed the prime minister is getting rid of problematic folk, and if indeed the allegations of an audit, an internal forensic audit, is to come about, where will the Public Accounts Committee be in bringing this audit to the Bahamian people? Where will this be? Now, this is a season, y'all. The speaker who has become independent has given the Public Accounts Committee the ability that they did not have earlier, to not have to seek permission from the leaders, from the government, to bring forth a case or to bring about witnesses. So will we get to see this forensic audit? Will we get to see it? Because based on the allegations presented now, mind you, I've gotten confirmation that indeed there was an extensive forensic audit. The source said a white man dem did the audit. Oh, the white man. I guess, black or something. Was it black auditors who did BPL? Because I'm still waiting on that audit, but I digress. So we know that there was extensive auditing. We know that the Ministry of Youth was told, Youth, Sports and Culture, stopped spending, and it came from the highest office based on my credible sources. If we know all of these things, where will be the Public Accounts Committee? You see, I always say watch these things, you see, because some folk don't like to clean. If you go into someone else's cabinet, they may come into yours. Huh? If you go into someone else's cabinet, they may come into yours. So let's see if we will get leadership on this. I won't see audits, man. The season over. Everybody, let's... Oh, child. Two checks. Nobody's give up two checks. Two checks in a pandemic? I need to know. She did not say why she left. She did not state why she gave up this title. She didn't say I gave it up because I was not getting the nomination, which didn't even make sense. Because they give up a nomination and not stopping you to get the last. You see Jeff Lloyd? Wait, Jeff, is Jeff getting nominated? He wasn't in the number. I just saying. I see a lot of people there who have not gotten their name called, but you never heard anything, eh? So we will see how this goes, ladies and gentlemen. But on the other side of the break, my good friend C.A. Nuri will be joining us. And I want y'all to hear from Madam Lanisha's good daddy. Her good father decided to be a good father and show up for his daughter. A good daddy. A good, good daddy. And he says today to the prime minister, where is your heart? Oh, Lord, I can't even make these things up on a good day. Like, I mean, this is only Tuesday. This is this weekend. I couldn't ask for better. I wonder if I could get something more Friday. Give me something more. I got to call Dwayne. Is Dwayne still in F&M? I need to know what's going on. Dwayne Sands, are you still in the party? Freddie Mac, are you still in the party? Oh, Lord. I mean, they're making this easy for the Progressive Liberal Party. Where's the DNA? Did Kumalafe resign and he didn't tell nobody? Where is the DNA? DNA, where are you? I need to know what y'all doing. Because, child, give me something more. This is powerful. This is powerful. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. We will be back right after this.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes out the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I was a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, it's solid.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to a Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Cancer is smart. It pushes us. We push back. Challenging conventional thinking, finding smarter solutions. That's what makes Cancer Treatment Centers of America one of the leaders in precision cancer treatment, using tools like advanced genomic testing and immunotherapy to bring more options to our patients. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. We're not just fighting cancer anymore. We're outsmarting it. Visit cancercenter.com/outsmart to learn more.
Back, you're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. I hope that everybody's doing well, taking care of yourself. Okay, so here is what we have. I see my guest keeps on touching stuff. We got my good friend C.A. Nuri getting set to come into studio in a quick second, but I wanted y'all to hear Daddy's speech today. This is Lanisha Rose's father showed up. Right, and I don't know why I'm hearing all of this feedback in the background. I'm trying to figure this out. Lanisha Rose's father showed up today to a meeting to the House of Assembly. So this is going to be interesting. Listen to this and tell me what you hear. Tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel about father showing up. I actually like it. Kermit, let her rip.
People, first things, the Honorable Carl Bettle, couple years ago, his people and Seabreeze didn't want him. We turned around and I told Carl, I said, look here, my daughter want to run in Seabreeze. And when the FNM win, we gonna give you the first seat. We can give you the first seat without portfolio. That means without no constituency. You understand me? When the FNM win, me and the Prime Minister made Carl Bettle Attorney General with no portfolio and sell my daughter his headquarters. Okay? He turned around and he used her. He's supposed to be the one to advise the Prime Minister on these foolish movements. These foolish movements, Honorable Prime Minister, making you look bad. Trying to make you look like a one-term Prime Minister. Do you stop that? Because Hubert Ingram teach you to be a better man than this. I come here to really day to stand up for my child, no matter what differences, daddy. But my baby, sir, don't disrespect her. Please, sir, show her more respect. So all I want you all understand really day, this election time. And if the Honorable Prime Minister wants this whole country turned independent, it will be turned independent because you trying to split your own party by your greed. And all you trying to do is take time off people who love you. Sir, you need to get your act together. I told you about Travis. I tell you, I'll run for being in grandstand and take a seat as an independent. So, Honorable Prime Minister, I'm an FNM, and I ain't leaving, and I ain't gonna let you run me. Because I was here from Cecil Wallace, straight down the line. And we bring our party, then we bring you. We try Tommy Trenquist, he's a mommy's boy. You understand me now? 10 women and one man, and so I will make sure he's straight. But he is no Prime Minister. That is why, sir, we try you, and you trying to fail me. Honorable Prime Minister, get your act together, because Mr. Ambadar, Derek Ambadar Thompson, will be watching you from Bain and Grandstand.
Have you spoken to your daughter?
No.
Sorry, have you spoken to your daughter
as yet? Like, she really called me last night, and she said, Daddy, Mr. Carl Bettle, the Honorable Carl Bettle, told her that the Honorable Prime Minister said she will not be running. So I put on my best suit and bathe my skin. And I ain't going to wake, because I do inside walk. This wonderful prime minister, he is doing some good work, but he's still doing some light things. And honorable prime minister, you gotta stop that. You gotta stop that. You have some people around you is leading you wrong. They are leading you wrong, and it must stop, because this is our country. That's why the taxi them, they were on protest, and the nurses them were on protest. Now you will have so much protest before this election comes up, you'll break off running. And that is not the way, because Hubert Ingram taught you better than that. You remember when he brought you, Tommy Trenquist and Carl Battle to me on my stall? He said, Ambada, when I leave, one of these men will take over. Honorable Prime Minister, we tried Tommy Trenquist. He was not Prime Ministership. Now we pick you. Be the best Prime Minister like the Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram. Please, sir.
Start at the top for me. Because, just for clarity, Daddy.
Sir?
Daddy didn't start off any stuff.
Spite of all the people who had Thompson Road. I want to know when my daughter started telling me, Daddy, I help him, but he turned against me too. Honorable Prime Minister, don't let this country turn independent. Because independent, you was taking pint of all the people who help you. You was taking pint of all the people who make you a prime minister. Where is your heart, sir? Where is your heart?
So, sir, are you suggesting that your daughter was forced to resign? Is that what you're suggesting when you said that the prime minister turned against her?
The prime minister, sometimes people does things. The Honorable Carl Battle, a couple years ago.
Okay. Now, first of all, can I just say, I like Daddy. Yes, I said it. I like Daddy. The fact that Dad and my good friend C.A. Nuri, who can't get his life together with his audio, with his camera, I know what's going on with C.A., is in studio with me. The fact that Daddy decided, Yinnas, that Daddy came out. Y'all see, let's just call it first thing. Now, you might not like what Daddy had to say, but what Daddy did was protest. Daddy is an activist, okay? Let's just, first of all, let's appreciate that the man went there without a black card, but with a gripe. And he went there, and he stood on the front line. Oh, did he show up for the doctors and nurses? Sure. Who needs all of that? Daddy went there for his daughter, though, and asked the prime minister, where is his heart? Where is his compassion? Carl, what you doing calling my daughter in the evening? I can't even make this stuff up. Like, seriously, what? Seriously, like, how do we do this? Cecil Nuri, OCA, I got to get you on camera. We're going to do that on the other side of the break. But people going to hear your voice right now. CA Nuri, my friend. Welcome to the Hit Back. Daddy is an activist, my boy.
Yes.
An activist.
Yes.
He's a full-fledged, and we're so proud of him, activist.
Yes. I'm not sure if that helped Ms. Roll or detract from it, but I was definitely entertained to hear one's father comes on your job and say, you know, you don't do that to my good daughter.
Not to my baby.
No.
Not to my business. Sidewalks and all.
And demand that you respect her.
And don't make the party go independent.
Yeah, it's honorable. And But the good gentleman gave us some insight of what could have happened, at least from his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
He suggested, and this is where I became concerned.
Mm-hmm.
He suggested that the attorney general call a fellow minister who they are equal in rank, right?
Mm-hmm.
To say that you are no longer running. You are no longer running at the pleasure of the prime minister.
Which, my dear friend CA, is an excellent point that this is what is happening in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas on any regular day. Mm. On any given Sunday, this is the shenanigans that is going on in this country. We had the Governor General, the Attorney General do this job. Now, what's also, someone did, what we failed to notice, I don't know if we noticed this with the letter, but the letter that Mrs. Lanisha Roll wrote was addressed to the governor.
See, all that concerns me.
So I'm very curious as to what was the intent of this thing, because the order is, now, of course, you can write straight to the governor general, but the order is that you write it to the prime minister, since he is the one that appoints.
Yes.
But this,
and you serve at his pleasure.
At his pleasure. Perhaps there is a little bit of bitterness going on. And from her camp, I was told that she feels as if this is personal. Right? However, there is still no reasoning behind the resignation. So was she bullied into this resignation or told that she must? And based on the father's conversation, she was called and told that this is what was to happen.
And plus, the letter, a response came directly from cabinet and not necessarily from the prime minister. Mm-hmm. One must assume that the prime minister is cabinet.
Yes.
But the prime minister is not cabinet. Cabinet is a body.
Yes.
But definitely the response came from cabinet and said cabinet has accepted this resignation and not necessarily the prime minister. So it seems to be like a group decision. Wow. And all these semantics is uneasy. It's uneasy for me. And as the public, I demand some answers. Explanation of what exactly happening.
Well, the prime minister says in his, as you stated, the honorable prime minister says in his letter, the most honorable Dr. Hubert Minnis has accepted Mistress Roll's resignation. Certain matters have been brought to the attention of the prime minister and are under investigation. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you're hearing a lot right there, as the prime minister speaking, but he's not said what exactly it is.
And you see, it diminishes or puts a shadow on the good minister.
Yeah.
Make it appear that it's something untoward happened where she is involved, intimately involved, which caused the resignation.
Yeah.
Usually, such is malfeasance, right? And I wouldn't even go say the word corruption, but definitely malfeasance to tender one's resignation and then have the cabinet respond that it's based on an investigation happening at your, I assume, ministry, right? That whatever is happening there is warranted enough that you should resign.
Yeah.
It's concerning.
Especially if it's so sudden.
If you find out you're innocent and you have nothing to do with it, it's my subordinate.
Listen,
not me.
I don't
touch money.
That letter didn't say. I was forced out. My people of Seabreeze know that I am working diligently for you. I took my oath of office to the highest extent, and I stand by the work that I did. No. That letter didn't say that. The good minister has been known to have bad judgment. And how much did them medals cost again? How much was $300 and something?
I wanted a medal, so I'm not going to...
Personally, I would have liked a medal as well.
I think that
is a collector's item.
Yeah.
I think nowhere else in the history can a minister who has had four permanent secretaries all leave her, one director quit, supposedly marginalizing another department head, and all of this going on, and I needed a medal because, the thought that she should put a face on one, I think that is a collector's item. But hold the thought. We got a call on the line and some texts. Before I get to that call, someone said, Daddy showed up and showed out. An absent father he is not. I respect this man. He did what a dad ought to do. Support and protect your child. I'm with Daddy. You might not like Daddy message. I think Daddy was also lobbying for sidewalk work. But nonetheless, get it where you get it. Child Daddy, go on, yeah. Get in where you could get in. Now, did he do them sidewalks, Mason's edition? I just check it. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Man, I am good. Are you Daddy? No?
Yeah, I am a Daddy, but my daughter ain't in trouble. listen, I think the premium word here, the operative word here is curious.
Mm.
Everybody outside of the note is curious, but I'll say this. One of the things I commend the Prime Minister for is from 2012, he stipulated that moving forward, as far as he's concerned, he's allowing the chips to fall where they may. Now, I don't know the intricacies of what went on, okay? But and I encourage him to let the chips fall where they may, because all the chips you stop from falling where they may will indeed stack against you. With 5,000 men, but only went to battle with 300.
That's true.
You know, so he is stuck to it. Everybody has a responsibility. And I don't blame the Prime Minister for not wanting to be bottom for nobody top.
Yep.
That every top stand on its own bottom.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. And you know what? I like that take. Let every top stand for his own bottom.
But wouldn't you like to know what type of investigation is happening?
I would like to know. Because all we're hearing
are we owed that type of information? Man, just to say the general broadness of it, say, well, it's a criminal investigation, it's a slanderous investigation, it's a HR investigation. I just do not know.
All I know is the white man did the audit. Okay?
White man or Conky Joe?
They said white man.
Bahamian white.
I don't know if it's Bahamian white. People think, what is Brent Simonet? Bahamian white?
Yeah, Bahamian white.
Not Conky. Bahamian white.
But all the same color.
Well, we should know if it's Bahamian white.
But you know, we get confused with complexion, so it could have been a Long Island red man.
All I know is the people at Ministry of Youth, Sports and Scholarship said a white man did the audit.
And what does that mean?
I gather they're trying to say that it was really serious.
It's a real audit. It's not a fake prom black audit.
It must have been a real audit.
So it's serious.
This one is real.
They called the big boys in.
They called in the foreigners.
Well,
we don't know if they're foreigners.
But if they say foreign.
Based on how they said it, these white folk are going to just dig deep.
Please get defensive with color, though.
Man, listen, I don't know if that... Listen, if Madam Rowe needed the white man to do the audit,
yeah,
this is powerful. This is powerful. All right, we got a call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello? Oh, we lost the caller. Okay, someone says, good evening, Mrs. Black. Where there is smoke, there is fire. There are quite a number of allegations swirling about. Also, there were rumors about said person not being nominated. Well, she knows she's not nominated now. That's the end of that. That's that.
You don't think she's going to be nominated?
But if you're going to make the under investigation?
She has been doing an adequate job. She's campaigning. I saw the lady campaigning.
Again, right before, the day before, Peter Turnquest was
campaigning too.
Was not
he was campaigning.
Renominated. I was told by a credible source, and they proved to be accurate then, that the Prime Minister is removing problematic persons from out of his party, and that there would be more resignations, and that there are more investigations on particular people. So, child, I don't know. I don't know.
So what do you consider as being problematic?
Well, was Peter Turnquest problematic?
I like Peter Turnquest.
I kind of like Peter.
He's brilliant.
Was he problematic? Child.
No?
I don't know. Lanisha Roll was problematic long time, though. This ain't new news.
I like Lanisha.
Lanisha Roll
was
problematic.
She's a testament from how far women can go from coming from humble means and moving up the ranks through extra schooling and sacrifice. So I commend it.
Well, her daddy definitely supports that. Yeah. And I think that narrative is fabulous. But there was something that I got from I trust me, my phone stays.
You're looking for something?
Because there's a comment.
Time, there are no women in cabinet, and I have an issue with that.
No, we're going to touch that. We're going to touch that.
Because that's unfortunate.
Look, this is something that I got from a member of parliament in response. Says, look, the basis of her meteoric rise to prominence has likely been supplanted, and the remnant impact is not infinite.
What?
Right. People talking about Miss Rose, they get Shakespearean.
Yeah, man. Poetry.
That was deep. Okay, we got a call on the line. Let's go. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Yes, good afternoon, Miss Black. And Jim, how you doing?
How are you? I'm well, thanks.
Well, I am not well informed, but I enjoy listening to the hit back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Man, exciting. we talk about a man getting rid of people that are problematic.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to when I make a phone call from Nassau to Mexico to another cabinet minister and telling him about the post office? What is that? That is not problematic.
Man, listen. Listen.
One more thing is that. Remember the trade inside the Diana case?
Yes.
The Minister of National Security, isn't that problematic when he becomes egregious? Okay, that's convicted by the magistrate.
Well, I've been told that we should keep our eyes open. Stay woke.
Some say more ministers.
Some say more ministers are not going to be here, my brother. Problematic.
Do you think he's got the balls to get rid of Marvin Dames? Marvin Dames can have something on him.
Leave Mr. Dames alone, please.
Man, listen, okay. listen. I got all kind of jokes on that storyline, but I can't because we're on air. I have tons of jokes. Mm. We have another caller before the break. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
How you doing?
A pleasant good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my friend.
Parker here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put you down in my book when it comes to talk shows as one of the best.
Thank you, my brother.
I don't know who was first, who was second, third, but one of the best.
That's why I like Sparky.
I respect your research, your English dialect, and everything you use in there. But when I got a little problem, sometimes when you push the button, you call it on hold. They don't know if you hung up on them or you just got them on hold. And in the meantime, when you mute your TV, you got everything blocked out. Your phone is on hold. That mute. The TV on mute.
Yeah.
And okay, nobody knows.
And you know, Spark, I hear you. And you know, this is the technical challenges on some days. So forgive me, but I feel you. Go ahead, Spark.
I wanted to get back to something Daddy said.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy said, you do some things sometimes. If you're listening,
yes.
I think it was you questioning him.
No. That was some of our other journalists on the scene.
The voice almost sounded like you.
Mm-hmm.
But in his speech, if you listen to it, he said, sometime you do some things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are these things that you might do to cause you to resign but not give up your seat? You ain't resigned from the House of Assembly. You just resign as minister. You give up $100,000+ a year with pikes and chauffeur-driven cars to go make what? What they make? What a backbenchers make?
28.
You give up $100,000+.
And in the middle of building your house. You're building your house, man. How'd I go with the bank? But the bank now know your income reduced by thousands of dollars. I don't know. I guess the loan done straight.
I know. I make those payments.
But I ain't going there.
But I mean, some people's bill out of pocket. I know Ellsworth Johnson said we need to start billing out of pocket, right?
If you look at the big house down by Lakeside Estate, that's one big house and one big time estate.
Man,
you're talking about coming from humble beginning. God bless you if you get that far.
Man, God is good.
But if you could do it without the bank in the daytime, hello.
Hey, Shanka.
Hello?
She got the anointing from Minister Ellsworth Johnson, who said that more Bahamians should bill out of pocket. But Sparky, I got to go to break for news.
Well, thank you, Jesus. But what I can say is, what you resign for, let the people know.
I would like to know myself. What did she, why did Lanisha Roll resign?
But now with the shadow, coming to the House of Assembly in your next sitting, how do people commune with you with that hanging over you right now?
What? Say? You know, how do people...
See, the idea is that she's going to go back to the House of Assembly as a backbencher, right?
You think she could bring the cookie jar with her? With the key?
Okay, go quiet.
Now. I mean, I don't know. I would like to know what prop you bring next.
Yeah.
What do you bring?
More medals.
I won't lie to you. If I was her, I would bring one of those life-size cutouts of my father.
Yeah.
And say, when the father goes, I go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, daddy in the building. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nasha Black. We don't make this stuff up. We just basically report on it. We'll be back after this.
For the past 33 years, Great Commission Ministries has been defending the poor and hurting, feeding the hungry, and sheltering the homeless. We invite you to support our Live to Give program and make a difference in these challenging times. Become a donor by giving a one-time annual gift or a monthly donation of $50 or $100. Call Great Commission Ministries at 325-5801 for more details. Or visit our headquarters at 237 Wolf Road. Join Live to Give today. This public service announcement is proudly sponsored by this radio station.
COVID-19. Do not panic. Be prepared. Stay informed about local COVID-19 updates from trusted and reliable sources. Wash your hands regularly and be sure to have hand sanitizers readily available. Keep your surroundings clean and disinfect all surfaces that carry germs. Talk to your family and friends about protecting themselves and staying healthy. For more information, check the Ministry of Health's website at www.bahamas.gov.bs/health and the Bahamas Ministry of Health Facebook page.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Don't let your children get left behind. Get them immunized. They need immunizations to protect them from some diseases, to get into school, and to apply for some jobs. Contact your nearest clinic or healthcare provider to make an immunization appointment today. Protect their health and their future. Remember, immunizations are free at all government healthcare facilities. Prevent disease. Immunize, please.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health.
Cancer is smart. It pushes us. We push back, challenging conventional thinking, finding smarter solutions. That's what makes Cancer Treatment Centers of America one of the leaders in precision cancer treatment. Using tools like advanced genomic testing and immunotherapy patients, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, we're not just fighting cancer anymore. We're outsmarting it. Visit cancercenter.com/outsmart to learn more.
In view of the global shortage of medical masks, the World Health Organization recommends that medical masks be prioritized for health workers, people who are sick, and their caregivers at home. In consideration of this, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends the use of cloth face masks by the public to slow the spread of COVID-19. In consultation with the Ministry of Health, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas has requested that Bahamians wear cloth face masks outside their homes. Such masks can be utilized in places such as grocery stores and pharmacies. These masks can function to reduce the transfer of respiratory droplets by the wearer. While cloth masks offer some protection, you are more protected if you follow the recommended preventative measures in addition to wearing the cloth mask. These measures include staying at home, practicing physical distancing at least 6 feet apart from others, washing your hands often for at least 20 seconds and not touching your face. Our healthcare providers need personal protective equipment while caring for patients. It is important to allow them to have the resources they need to function properly. If the public use cloth face masks, this reduces the chance of having a shortage of medical masks for the healthcare workers. Masks should be used safely and properly. Let us protect ourselves and each other.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. Okay, everybody, we've got on the line with us Mr. Fred Mitchell, PLP chairman, on the line with us. Mr. Mitchell, how are you?
Got to apologize probably in advance because the links between Grand Bahama and Nassau are quite bad. So
okay, so you're in Grand Bahama at the moment?
Yes, right. I'm a free boy.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's short notice, so we appreciate the time that you'll give us, and I promise to make it brief. All right, well, Mr. Chairman, listen, it is a pleasure to have you on the show because you have been in the midst of news lately. With regard to, of course, former, well, Member of Parliament for Grand East End, what is it, West End Grand Bahama?
West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
Yes, Miss Pakisha Parker. And that whole storyline of was she, did she, and digging herself further into a ditch. But today we have something else now with the Member of Parliament for Seabreeze and now former Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Miss Lanisha Roll. And I saw that there was some press release by yourself. I saw that there was a press release by yourself today. And that's why I wanted you to really, just to give me a few minutes of your time to get a sense of what does the party see from this? And how does this fit into what has been the narrative for the Progressive Liberal Party to this point?
Well, this is the fourth minister of the government to resign over some kind of cloud. And it just gives the impression of a government that is collapsing in on itself. I know that the counter-narrative they're spinning is this is the prime minister taking strong action to deal with corruption. But then you say to yourself, these are folk who came to office saying that they were as pure as the driven snow. And so you ask yourself, why are these things occurring? And one of the questions that is passing on the lips of our supporters and people generally of goodwill is that, and this swirl of allegations and counter-allegations and then resignations of ministers, it gives the impression of instability. And some stability must be brought back to the system. And you can't keep saying, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. And we're now 4 years into the term, it's almost time to go back to the electorate. And so perhaps a way to bring stability might be, as they say in the country, to ring the bell.
Mm. Because of course you know that there are many, and I think you know this as well, and my saying this won't be a surprise to you, Mr. Mitchell, but that the Bahamian people look, not all, but quite a bit of it, and you know, as a consensus or feel as if one party is no different from the other. How would you approach that narrative when many have said, listen, but the Progressive Liberal Party has had its issues as well? How do you combat that narrative?
Well, I think the issues connected, if you're talking particularly as to those that arose out of the 2017 general election, really are manufactured by the people who are now in office. And what is shown on the facts on the of every allegation made by them, those facts show that what they allege has been disproved. The worst cases, of course, being bringing two former ministers to the courts, a former senator to the courts, and thus far, two cases have collapsed. And one is not unhappy to predict, given that the virtual complainant in the second of the collapsed cases is supposed to be the virtual complainant in the third case. So you can fairly predict what would happen in that third case. So you name it, there's a specific answer for it. What we do know is administration of ministers who've had to go. You've got the allegations by the speaker who resigned, and he said allegations as he was going out the door. So it just gives a picture of instability. Now, it is fashionable in many circles to be cynical about politics, and say one is not, they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
But that, again, is not correct. And in any event, in a system where we are essentially a two-party state, the solution to an impasse with one group is to go to the next group. And if there's an impasse with that group, you go to the other group. That's the way it works until the system changes. And it served us well for the years since our independence and before. So I don't quite accept that, although I understand when someone's back is up against the wall, that's an easy thing to say, oh, it's a pox on both your houses. But I don't think that's correct.
If you're just tuning in, PLP Chairman Mr. Fred Mitchell on the show with us. Now, when we look at this, I think that there should be, and I'm wondering, have you heard from anything or any talks have been discussed on this matter as yet? How many audits, now that the Public Accounts Committee has been given a lot of its strength back by the Speaker, the independent Speaker, Mr. Halston Mutrie, will there be a PAC move to get these audits, not just these, but all audits, on the table before the Bahamian people?
Well, I think the statement we issued today said we would be encouraging our political leadership in the House that have the superintendents of the Public Accounts Committee to go at all of these issues. I think it's important for a financial secretary to be asked to appear before the committee and say what he knows about government expenditure. And certainly the prime minister has a political responsibility to indicate what he knows about what would have precipitated a minister to resign. And not only resign, because remember, there's the swirl of allegations going on, but what we have in the government statement itself is that certain matters were brought to the prime minister's attention, presumably with regard to this minister and that ministry, and they are under investigation. And that was strong enough, just that single fact was strong enough for them to ask the minister to resign.
Hmm.
Now, that's remarkable. So there is an obligation not to play coy with this, but to tell us what the facts are, which led to a minister of the government resigning. And not just a minister, remember, this is the only female member of the government.
Yes.
And you know, you have to think long and hard, given the politics of today and the need for gender representation and equality, to dismiss the female minister, the sole female minister from the cabinet. Extraordinary.
And have you, was the Progressive Liberal Party aware of any of this, or your team aware of any report of a forensic audit? Did you guys know that there was this pending resignation? Was there any internal information being shared with the team before now?
Yesterday, we heard through back channels that there was a resignation coming. About 7 to 10 days ago, we received information that that there was a... Are you still there?
Yeah, no, we're still here. Sorry, I was about to ask if you were still there.
This phone work is so...
You're right.
Today, seven to ten days ago, we understood that an instruction had come from the Prime Minister's office to the public officials at the ministry that external negotiations on contracts should in fact be shut down until there was a further order from the Prime Minister. So that indicated to us that something was amiss.
Yes.
And so this did not, in fact, take us by surprise. As you know, it's a small community, and so everyone talks to everyone. So it's not a surprise. And then, of course, there are these pictures that have been surfacing of this massive house which is being built, I'm told, in one of the high-end neighborhoods of New Providence, which is apparently owned by the minister. And the question is, when you see this kind of thing going on, given what we know about the public income of members of parliament, whether a house of that description matches up adequately with the level of income. So this gives rise to all sorts of questions.
Let me ask you this before I let you go. One would ask that or state that the Prime Minister has shown some form of leadership, some sort of courage, that if these allegations are accurate, he has shown some moxie to do what you said would be tough, the only female leader in cabinet. And if we find out that this audit proves that there was some sort of misappropriation of funds, that he did the on that.
Well, his back's against the wall. He could do nothing else. I assure you, if he could wiggle his way out of it, he would. But, you know, it's just some things are just too much in your face. Your back's against the wall. There's nothing you can do. I don't think there's any special courage or applause to be given to someone for simply doing the right thing in the circumstances. What he now has to do is to go a bit further and say what now is behind this, what led to this, and does this go to the fundamentals of his government and honesty in public office?
And you know, I did say last thing. I'm Baptist, so I did say last thing, but really,
I'm finally my brother.
That's right. Because, you know, it would go to
St. Paul used to say it all the time.
Yes, right, and still have 16 more books to go. But if we look at this whole storyline here, and like you've mentioned, listen, there have been many instances of ministers having to resign for reasons of impropriety.
Yeah.
What is this? The former administration, many of the reasons why, and I hear you intimating that, listen, the Bahamian people, based on what you're saying, is that we were sold a bag of goods, a bag of lies, and we bought the bag of lies because what was sold wasn't accurate based on what I'm hearing you say. But we believe, if what we believe as the Bahamian people is that the Progressive Liberal Party did its share, that last administration did some things that were its share of dirt, quote unquote, that what makes you guys, this 2022 or 21, who knows when the election will be called, makes this party different? What would be the statement that the party would give in saying that we are indeed anti-corruption, that we would do the same?
Well, we don't, in my view, it is plain and obvious on its face that the Progressive Liberal Party is not a corrupt party. That's a bill of goods which has been sold by our opponents. How do you turn BAMSI into a burned-out building? And when you go out there, it has nothing to do with a burned-out building at all. It has to do with food security. It is a massive operation, absolutely a good expenditure, good investment. How do you turn Bahama into a negative? How is that possible? When they made all these allegations, and what happened? The allegations they made on Bahama were entirely false, entirely false. But, you know, it is possible with money, a small population, to manipulate public opinion, have the resources at the time to fight it. And, you know, there was some fatigue with some of our members. Perhaps we can concede that. But nothing which goes to the fundamentals of a political party that built the Commonwealth of the Bahamas from ground zero up to where it was when it was handed off to these folk in 2017. And so I would say on its face, it's plain and obvious. And the question today is whether you are, having elected these folk to office in 2017, whether you are better off than you were 4 years ago. And the answer is simply no, you're not. It's plain and obvious on its face. And what is the alternative? The alternative is the Progressive Liberal Party. Mr. Davis has built is building and has built a fantastic team of people, both men and women. And they've been run through the lessons about how the history of the country, the history of the party, how they're supposed to conduct themselves in public office. And the hope, you know, and the expectation is that people will conform to those norms. Now, organizations are not perfect. You're dealing with human beings, and things will happen. The question is, how do you react when those things happen? And I'm satisfied that under the leadership of Mr. Davis, you can expect competent, efficient organizational behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And we can move this country forward. You know, our young people should not be bequeathed cynicism. The country's too beautiful a place, has too many resources for us to bequeath that to them. And that's what my colleagues in this generation are seeking to do.
You know, I hope that we soon will be able to have this conversation in studio, because I know that there are a lot of things in your statements that I would love to rebut on certain points with regard to even when we discussed BAMSI. There were the allegations that with BAMSI alone, the contract to build it and it not being insured and us having to repay after it got burned down, those were concerns there that, hey, listen, money wasn't spent properly.
I'm saying, but they turned the whole thing into a burned out building, and it's not. It's not a burned out building.
But there were concerns there. And I think also we can go to, Junkanoo Carnival, where there was this exceptionally large amount of spending for Junkanoo Carnival. And
money well spent. Again, no malfeasance. The Junkanoo Carnival was put in place as a mechanism to build up tourism at a time when there was a trough. Entirely sensible, entirely good investment. The artist.
$9 million, though, for one event?
That's a judgment call which has to be made by the government of the day. And it was money well spent.
Hmm.
You ask the artist. you ask the benefits which have come to the country.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is.
And so when the Progressive Liberal Party comes to the Bahamian people, we say, listen, there was nothing to see here. All of it was lies.
No, we don't have to say that. The facts show it. That's the issue.
Hmm. Interesting.
No, the lawyers say he who alleges must prove. And they've not been able to prove one single thing.
What about Marathon and the oil spill with Rubus? Have we shown any form of, remorse with what happened? Have we gotten any information from any audit or any report from that? I mean, this is what Bahamian people will be remembering.
Well, none of the parties who were engaged in what happened in Marathon are running for office. So I'm not sure how that...
But in terms of its citizens, the community is still wanting more information.
Are they? Well, there's a public report, and I understand from the Attorney General, the Freedom of Information Act is supposed to come in shortly, so the information will be available. But today, there's only one question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
And if not...
Do you have food on your table tonight? Tonight, when I get off this call tonight, there are at least half a dozen people who are asking me, can you give me a voucher? I have nothing to eat tonight.
The question is, are you
better off than you were 4 years ago?
And that will be the question that leads to, and how is the Progressive Liberal Party different from this Free National Movement? And also, how are you, not just us wanting food vouchers, but how and when and where, how will the Progressive Liberal Party, if they are given the honor to serve again, get us out of this financial conundrum? So there are a lot of things that we can decide, and I don't want to take it because I know we promised 10 minutes and I have another segment, but I would love for us to do this again at another date where we can just, I would love to push those questions on you, Mr. Chairman, because this is what Bahamian people are asking. This is what, myself as a voter, these are the questions and concerns.
What constituency do you live in?
I live in Killarney. I can't even vote for you. So I can't vote for you.
I have a briefing for Ronnie Duncombe tomorrow, and I'm sure he'd be happy to, in person, speak to you about these matters.
Well, I would love for that to happen, but we will do virtual because of COVID, but I got you. We will definitely.
Yes, I understand. But remember, the question is...
I would ask, am I better off than I was 10 years ago? And that was under both parties.
in between them, there was an election, and certain people promised to improve your life. So the question now is to them. That's the question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? I say the answer is no.
Well, you're right on that, but Charlie, it was 10 long years. But thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chairman. It was a pleasure having you on the call.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. We had the PLP chairman, CA. What were your thoughts on that?
I would like for him to be in the studio that you can put some question to him.
Yeah.
And then I would like for you to even speak to Culmer, the chairman.
Oh, I have to get him.
The chairman of the FNM by himself. Because, he tends to bring assistants when he's speaking.
And Mr. Lewis was not helpful the last time.
It is always good to have a conversation with Fred Mitchell so to explain what the party itself is doing. And I see he tried to pan you off to Ronnie Duncombe.
Yeah,
when you were talking party
to
politics. But I would encourage you to continue to push for that.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely have both chairmen to come here and speak to you and address some issues that you have for the party itself and in general. So that's what I thought.
You know, it's always better to do those in person.
Yeah.
See, because, you can see facial expression, you can see body language, and you can tell, okay, all right, I'm hitting some, I'm not hitting some, I got to switch gears. So I'm hoping that, and I want to thank the chairman because it was short notice.
Yeah.
And this was just the second time.
He made himself available.
Yeah, and he made himself available, so I appreciate that. we got a lot of stuff to talk about even before we go to air. We have a caller on the line? Yep. Let's get this call on the line. Caller, you're on the Hit Back. Welcome.
Hi, Nahaja. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, my brother. And you?
I'm good. Good. National Chairman, Senator Fred, next member of Parliament for Fox. And good afternoon to your guests. Good afternoon to the nation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nahaja, you, in your interview with Mr. Mitchell just now, with Senator Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
you indicated that the I can't call him competent, and so the incompetent authority, the Prime Minister, is appearing to be prepared to take the right or the necessary actions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the getting to this behavior. This is the same Prime Minister who sat next to a foreign investor who committed fraud while signing the Oban deal amidst him and cabinet colleagues in the secret cabinet office, right? And he misled Parliament, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the same Prime Minister who misled Parliament with the town center mall deal, right? With Brent Simonette. And it only took for Brent Simonette being honest enough to tell the Bahamian people that indeed he did engage the Prime Minister, or the Prime Minister did engage him, rather, in conversations while the negotiations were ongoing for the town center mall lease. And this is the same Prime Minister who, yes, but he's prepared to go after others who we claim is breaching the behavior protocols.
Well, you know what, Anton? I don't know what's going on, my brother, but your phone breaking up, and we have to go to news break. So listen, I'm so sorry, but your phone just doing a whole unsaved thing. So we got to hang up, got to take a quick break. When we come back, more with my good friend C.A. Nuri. We are talking about it. Lanisha Roll has resigned, y'all, has resigned. Fred Mitchell, the PLP chairman, says, what the chairman saying? Listen, are you better off? Child, I could go back 10, 15 years, child. I don't know. How would they be supposed to measure better off? Because ain't none seem to make me better off.
Seems to be declining every term.
So I don't know how I'm supposed to go back to that pot of stew, and every time you eat it, you just get sick. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. We will be back. Lanisha Roll has resigned, y'all. No reason, no rhyme. But the Prime Minister said, under investigation.
For the past 33 years, Great Commission Ministries has been defending the poor and hurting, feeding the hungry, and sheltering the homeless. We invite you to support our Live to Give program and make a difference in these challenging times. Become a donor by giving a one-time annual gift or a monthly donation of $50. Call Great Commission Ministries at 325-5801 for more details. Or visit our headquarters at 237 Wolf Road. Join Live to Give today. This public service announcement is proudly sponsored by this radio station.
Imagine, that's where every advancement begins, with an idea that things can be different, better. Now, imagine a world where your entertainment experience was all about you, your style, your show, at your budget. And well, that's what we've imagined. To join the conversation and learn more about the future of Rev TV, visit us at rev.bs/imagine.
For the past 33 years, Great Commission Ministries has been defending the poor and hurting, feeding the hungry, and sheltering the homeless. We invite you to support our Live to Give program and make a difference in these challenging times. Become a donor by giving a one-time annual gift or a monthly donation of $50 or $100. Call Great Commission Ministries at 325-5801 for more details. Or visit our headquarters at 237 Wolf Road. Join Live to Give today. This public service announcement is proudly sponsored by this radio station.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey! Got to pay back! Revenge! I'm mad! Got to get back! Need some get back. Payback. Payback. That is. Payback.
You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. We are live here, Guardian 96.9 FM. Don't forget, subscribe to our YouTube channel and our Facebook channel. You can go to facebook.com/Nahaja Black Show. You can go to YouTube, and it's youtube.com/C/Nahaja Black. Okay. So we had the former member of parliament for Fox Hill and the PLP chairman, Fred Mitchell. Briefly, they said he said that they knew a little while ago there was an investigation, an audit. What we have confirmed is that there was indeed a in the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture. What has been confirmed in the letter from out of the office of the Prime Minister is that there were some investigations, that some matters that are being investigated with regard to the former minister. And we don't know what any that, you know, it wasn't told to us. We're connecting dots here. What was also confirmed to me was that the audit was done. And it was intense. It was a real audit, and the source said by white men. And it just, I mean, I could read it out, but then it would be too obvious. but it was done by white men, and so it must have been a serious audit. And also, what was confirmed as well was that they were told not to, that there was a cease and desist, not order, but in essence, any more spending. No more spending with regard to contracts. We stop right there. Now, there has been a report out through Bahama Press, and they were the first to report this today. Further now, information they are reporting. And, you know, we try to not, the mainstream media does not legitimize Bahama's press.
They're watching you to see where you're going.
Yeah, no, I ain't going there. But because they don't spew truth all the time. They spin. Right. They got a little bit of truth and a little bit of truth and a lot of question marks. But you know, people just put pen to paper. What does Dwayne Sands call it? What Dwayne Sands called Bahama Press? He doesn't say. It's just very poetic. What do you say about Bahama Press? It'd be very poetic. But anyways, we digress. Anyhow, so apart from all of that, then Daddy went. What is his name? Thompson?
Thompson, Mr. Thompson.
Mr. Thompson went, and in support of his daughter.
Yes.
And I just want to say, Mr. Thompson, wherever you are, I support you, my brother. And Madam Roll, wherever you are, you got a good daddy. Now, yeah, he might have strayed and started talking sidewalk business, start talking Carl Kalmer business, asking the Prime Minister if he has a heart. Sound as if things was a little personal It was a little personal. But I support the activist because he went by himself to protest this error by the Prime Minister. And then worse, that Carl Bethel, the Attorney General. Called his daughter last night.
And trying to fire her.
My God.
According to him.
How dare he?
Not right? The Prime Minister.
But look here. You know when... Apparently now there were some folks who felt a bit of redemption in this verdict, right? That the resignation, nothing else.
Celebratory.
Move here. I mean, talking even about the PRP, but just one person in particular. My good friend, I love this brother. I find him to be just a strong man, young man whose work ethic is strong. But boy, he showed up today and he had a word. He had a word he wanted to share with all us.
It went viral.
Man, multiple virality. I have never... I just need a moment. K. Darren Turnquest went all saved on us. And the brother is a Christian. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. This is the former director of youth, right? I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Let my people go. What in the world? Hey! So many good people left because no one was courageous enough to stand against the wrongdoing and disrespect. Today is a sad day because it took this long, and for the record, the damage has been done. You cannot show up after the fire and the flood and deem yourself the savior. Too late. Preach it, Darren Turnquest. Well, I saw that, my boy, and I said brother had some stuff on his chest.
That he needed to get off.
He needed to get off. I got a few people on my phone right now saying that the victory is here. I think the Prime Minister might get voted in for this.
Well, definitely there is a concern that so many people are celebrating the removal or the movement of the former minister. And that says wonders about her character and her personality. And I wouldn't say, the word I will use is I'm entertained to watch, to see it. I'm entertained to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out, right? Because this, ladies and gentlemen, is big in the sense of... Okay, so let me just say this. Before I go any further, let me say
this. I will still talk about
this is where I'm going to go with this, right?
Okay, go ahead.
Because all fun and jokes aside...
Go ahead.
This is a major indictment.
Yes, it is an indictment.
Against the former minister.
Yes.
And the former minister being the only female in cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, there were only four females in the entire party on the ticket.
Educated women.
Okay. Four women. Okay. Just four women who were on the ticket. And mind you, I think only one they actually was hoped for. Thought I had a chance to win, because if you look where the other three were,
mm-hmm.
the other three weren't necessarily going to be counted to win.
Mm-hmm.
You look where Pakisha was against Obi. Mm-hmm. Did they think that she was going to lose to Obi?
Mm.
You look at, but no, I think Miriam was going to win.
Miriam was the star.
And maybe Miriam was the only one?
I don't know.
Because Miriam and Lanisha, because Lanisha went against Hope.
Lanisha had a fair chance.
Who's the other female?
Chanel.
Yep, they didn't see that one happening.
Well,
they didn't see that one. My God, powerful day.
When you saw that the axe fell on Mitchell, you knew it was going to landslide.
Man, listen, mind you, we shouldn't have been surprised, but when Shane Gibson lost to someone who I never heard about, it took me two months to figure out who actually beat Shane Gibson.
I think it's Michael Foulkes.
That's who it was.
Oh, it was.
I just always used to say, oh, there's a bright dude. Who's that dude? Yes, okay. And then you knew we were in a different space.
Mm-hmm.
But... this is where we are. So we have this here. And what is disappointing with this whole narrative is that it isn't just that Mrs. Rowell now with this resignation, which gave no reasoning for. She is not, by the way, for all who are just tuning in, she is not resigned as Member of Parliament or as a member of the Free National Movement.
No,
she's only resigned from her cabinet position. Curious, though, is at the same time it has come about that the information of an internal forensic audit is happening or has happened, and there is concern for what it will show, as well as, of course, this the stopping of contracts,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But that this minister has had a tumultuous relationship with power.
With every department
every ministry,
yes.
She has gone in.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong... permanent, you know how serious it has to be. Permanent secretaries don't quit.
She has a strong personality.
Permanent secretaries, they call them permanent first.
Yes.
They're permanent.
For a reason.
Sister girl has a supernatural, superwoman power
mm-hmm.
to make permanent secretaries not permanent anymore.
Mm.
She put them on early retirement. You know what kind of level of power that is?
Strength.
That is strength. Mm-hmm. And that's the IC. She got it from her daddy.
Yep.
She got it from her daddy.
Yeah.
So she had this tumultuous relationship. We had a director of sports. KP to Turnquest, left. Had an upward trajectory. We have the now Minister of Youth, questionable even in his ability to function. Who's that? KP to Turnquest.
Hi, sir. I was trying to understand what the point you was trying to make.
There's too many K's, man. There's too many K's.
Yeah.
And these Turnquest people. It's K, what is it? Darren.
Darren.
Yeah.
K Darren Turnquest.
K Darren Turnquest. Sorry. Thank you, producer, because my host was sitting here just watching me spiral down.
Makes us a two of us spiral down.
You know what? I don't even want to IQ no more.
Yeah. Just allow you to do it yourself.
All right. But
make room for me. Go ahead.
You can have the job. but that this has been, and she's made some errors in judgment. Listen, when you realize that this minister was at odds with the two superstars in sports, when we talk about the Doha trip,
mm-hmm.
where our athletes were begging for tickets right before the world, right? The world nationals.
They cut a budget.
No, they don't really cut a budget. There were issues with regard, this minister had issues sitting before people. There was allegations of if they walk into the room, everyone must stand.
You should stand.
No. It ain't that serious.
No.
But Mind you, if it does, respect that is earned, mm-hmm. right? Respect that is due. And for some reason, these people weren't feeling the need to respect, but we digress. Mm-hmm. This was just too much from social services, where people were plotting her removal, to Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, where you had the BOC, mm-hmm. the Bahamas Olympic Committee. You had the every darn sports group possible fighting against them. We had the Junkanoo
Committee. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. So though she is female, reign was tumultuous, so much so that you didn't see, even if we could say, Adrian, and we have to do this at some point, because you know that Adrian Gibson
okay.
is now being sued by, well, through, not he himself, but Water and Sewage, which mentions his business, is now being sued by Halsbury Chambers,
okay,
right, for the lack of payment, mm-hmm. right? Now, one of the things Adrian Gibson can say is, well, listen, I have so much unrest at Water and Sewage, but we're getting work done, even though we still have to raise the fees
yes.
On people. I don't know if the work is getting done, but he can at least say he can argue that because we're getting work done. But what did Ms. Lanisha Roll, what has she been able to argue in her time? Can she argue that they are getting work done?
You mean no. High point.
No high point. There's been no high point. I got to give my producer one song on my closing so we could go, because when we leave the show, you know what we got to play?
What we got to play?
Solo song about the two medals, about the medals. We got to play solo song.
Solo need to write a new song.
Yeah, well, Solo got to write a new song. Someone says, fourth minister, yes, but you have to add the Speaker of the House and the head of NIB. Yeah, that's true.
Speaker of the House.
And the head of NIB.
No, the head of NIB.
Going to get a Virgil.
Virgil. She's going to get a new job, paying more money.
I think she went and got a new job because she realized, this ain't making no kind of sense. I could get paid more, and it makes sense. Amen. C'est la vie. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's dive in. We'll be back after this. Payback.
For the past 33 years, Great Commission Ministries has been defending the poor and hurting, feeding the hungry, and sheltering the homeless. We invite you to support our Live to Give program and make a difference in lives. Become a donor by giving a one-time annual gift or a monthly donation of $50 or $100. Call Great Commission Ministries at 325-5801 for more details. Or visit our headquarters at 237 Wolf Road. Join Live to Give today. This public service announcement is proudly sponsored by this radio station.
Imagine. That's where every advancement begins, with an idea that things can be different, better. Now, imagine a world where your entertainment experience was all about you, your style, your show, at your budget. At Rev, that's what we've imagined. To join the conversation and learn more about the future of Rev TV, visit us at rev.bs/imagine.
I'm the minister, and I need my picture on all of these awards, okay? Because people have to remember me. You, do some of your weave.
Well, Mother Hubbard, why you put your face on that? Hey, hey,
hey. You put your face on the awards. People say, oh God.
Oh my God.
This ain't a real place.
This ain't a real place.
What is going on? Inappropriate is what the people are saying. Who paying for that? No one but the taxpayers. The minister is a servant and not a star. People trying to figure out who the hell you are and who
now once I'll finish, but you got your face on it. You're supposed to just have the coat of arms on it. Your face in on one, your face on them all. Why you putting your face on that? The awards ain't supposed to have your face on them, because that's a disgrace. That type of thing people don't like. Us, the motorbike. The awards ain't supposed to have your face.
And we're back. I do have too much fun some days. Some days I have fun. I just can't help myself. Okay. Everyone, listen, I don't even make this. We don't make this thing up. This is now the beginning of campaign season.
Yes.
And so now how much more is to come? How much more is to come? How much more is to come? And I think it's wise, though. I know it's wise. I think it's wise that if indeed there are issues with candidates or incumbents,
okay,
that you deal with it. I think it's going to hurt either way. Don't be like the last administration where you have the former Minister of Education tap dancing in the road, mm-hmm, with allegations of impropriety.
And begging for money.
Thanks. Writing letters. For daddy and all of that stuff. Mm.
My daddy needs his contract.
I think it's wise to do this. I don't think it's silly to do. I think that, listen, it would hurt either way. Either way, it would hurt the prime minister to do this. Mm-hmm. Especially if he found himself sitting at this juncture knowing he can't get out of it, right? Mm-hmm. If this audit comes out, and with now the Public Accounts Committee having exceptional powers, mm-hmm, that perhaps they would have brought it up.
Yes.
If he finds that, hey, he has members of parliament that have done some misdeeds, I think he needs to be more aggressive with it. And when I mean more aggressive, saying these are the challenges that we're facing.
Let's paint a scenario. Mm-hmm. Let's pretend and call a different name. If a cabinet minister is found wanting, and let's say misappropriating money, mm-hmm, you think that this prime minister should seek legal...
if he's...
Yeah, legal...
Yes.
You think he would press charges?
What? When he started, the Bahamian people... What we've asked for and what he said on this at the speech of the throne, I think that's what we call it. What he said was that, and in the moment or in the appearance of impropriety in essence, mm-hmm, that his administration, he as prime minister, will deal with it immediately. We've seen since then persons failing to comply with just their annual accounting.
Yes.
Right? And nothing happens. Yes, it is a little late to do this, but at any point when the right thing is done is still the right time. Mm-hmm. Do the right thing. So if there is truth to the allegation, do the right thing, because mm-hmm, you're not accountable to your friend or your peer. You're accountable to the Bahamian people. This is what we... If he stands in front of the international body and calls us the most corrupt...
Yes.
It takes him 4 years to notice corruption after multiple instances of corruption. Where is the audit for BPL? Where is the spending and the true accounting for the generators that have been based on? And by the way, for the record, the government is still being sued, mm-hmm, by Mrs. Darnell Osborne, still being sued
still?
By Nicholas Dean and by Nicola Thompson.
I totally forget.
They are
forgive
still,
and forgot.
The reason why they haven't gotten is because the government's attorneys have not gone to court, kept pushing it back and pushing it back.
Okay.
There are still legal actions against this administration. How many times has this government, in poor due process through the AG's office, found themselves having to pay, mm-hmm, citizens and citizenry? So the question is, one, I support the fact that if there is wrongdoing, you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't couch it, because this is what you stood for. The Bahamian people now have to learn that the government of that we hire is an accountable one. It's an accountable one. You don't just, from the Ministry of Education, who allegedly helped the security guard with extra cash.
Yeah,
you don't just arrest the small one. What about the white collar criminals that they know so much about? What about the contracts that they've been given out, just randomly?
So what do you expect now to happen?
Well, listen, first of all, they better don't try and arrest the woman first with all of them other crooks they done got and let go. But we digress.
So you expect the prime minister to come back with new information and say this is the report says?
No, I really don't expect that.
But if there is an audit, shouldn't there be a report on the audit?
We only get the audits that make the Progressive Party look bad.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't get the real audits.
Okay.
Okay. And I figure when if the Progressive Liberal Party comes back in, that they'll do the same thing.
So perhaps this is the conclusion, the idea that the minister is resigning and that's that.
Yeah, we're supposed to be done with it now. Yeah. We're supposed to move on. He's gotten rid of a troublesome one. Someone says, Nahaja, I know it was a joke, but could you please make sure the public doesn't think that K. Darren Turnquist turned his back on the youth of the country? He did not.
No,
he did not. That
he
was
just
a joke.
Got a new job.
Listen.
Not dealing with the youth.
He, no.
Okay. Just that new job now. What time ministry is that now? BTC?
BTC.
Yeah.
BTC.
He's dealing with the youth.
He's still dealing with the youth now.
At the BTC.
At the BTC, right.
Yes. Yeah. Listen. By minutes.
Before we go, if you missed it, I want you all to know that I believe that the minister's father was an activist, and I support his activism. And for those who are just tuning in, Kermie, play the first 2 minutes of that, please. I just want the first 2 minutes of the minister's father. I think he should get honorable mention on a day like this when nothing else makes sense. And nope, nothing else makes sense. Play it.
The Honorable Hubert Minister, as our prime minister, and now you turn around, my daughter, the Honorable Lanisha Thompson Rowell, help you when all of those others run and make you a prime minister. You ain't supposed to let nobody cause you to turn against a helper. Honorable Prime Minister, you can't walk in Hubert Ingram's footsteps. Because Hubert Ingram has a heart. Where is your heart, Honorable Prime Minister? I'm your friend. I'm an FNM. I'm not leaving. All I want to know to really do, give the Honorable Lanisha Rowell her fair share. And thank her for helping you. Thank you.
Share, a fair share. Thank you. Thank her for helping you. And insult him about, you know, he can't hold a candle to Ingram.
He did.
Okay, but that's
Ingram
his friend.
Era is over.
But that's his friend, though. That's his friend. Yeah, we don't make these things up here on the Hit Back. It is what it is.
But I'm interested in him running in Beans and Grantstown. So that should be interesting.
Mr. Thompson?
Yeah, Mr. Thompson. He said he'd run against Travis Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Think that's all talk?
You think he would run?
No.
No. So I think it's all talk.
We could do it at $400, so I'm kind of excited.
You're looking forward to a lot of public treasury.
Yes, I want
down
a lot of people to run.
On $400. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, all said and done, these folks are playing the game of politics, and it gets dirty. I think that we have a lot of questions that can be answered, but will they get answered? Above all else, ladies and gentlemen, apart from this being the beginning of political season, we don't even know if it's the beginning because we don't know the date for the election. It could be next month.
We don't know.
And they gave us a universal register so that you don't have to stand online. You don't have to know.
No.
Because it's set. Now, mind you, also what hasn't been mentioned is when there will be a voter's drive. You know, because you got to get
it started already.
You call it a drive? They didn't even tell us when they opened
yet. I see
the
PLP offering a car in Grand Bahama.
Well,
so you could win a car. Come and register to vote.
I would register. Can I move to Grand Bahama?
I just won the car.
Because I wouldn't win that car. Everyone, just know that this is the season. And more to come, based on reports that we have heard. More to come. The Prime Minister allegedly is getting rid of problematic people. This is going to be time. This is a time, y'all. Don't get distracted, child. All of that talk, if you're better off. I ain't better off. I haven't been better off in years. Just better off. Everyone have a good one. We will see you tomorrow. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. Special thanks to my friend C.A. Nuri. Everyone have a great day. We're out.
Payback. Payback.